Welcome to Comedians with Ghost Stories. I'm your host, writer, and comedian Emily Winter, and I'm so excited about today's episode. On our Instagram, on Comedians with Ghost Stories on Instagram, I have posted some photos of Ministries Al Jorgensen because this story involves Al Jorgensen from the band Ministry. And I love this amazing story that takes place in the 80s. It's awesome. So anyway, follow us on Instagram, and I hope that you enjoy it. Today on the podcast, I'm super excited to have comedian Ken Mathewson. Ken, thank you so much for doing the pod.
Thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah. So we were just talking about your story relates to the band Ministry. So this is so exciting.
The founder and lead headache, Al Jorgensen, my old buddy. And, you know, when it all happened in Boston, where I'm from.
Oh, cool.
And I'm in Pittsburgh now. I have been in Pittsburgh for 20 something years. I was in a hi-fi or stereo store on Newbury Street, what we used to call the Rodeo Drive of Boston. All the swanky stores were on Newbury Street.
I think that's still true, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. So one day these guys came into the store. I didn't know who they were. But one of the guys I worked with, Mario Barros, who's a disc jockey, knew exactly who they were and knew of Ministry's early recordings. Because they were more dance hall or dance,
like electronic. 12-inch.
Yeah. They did a lot of that instrumental stuff too. And I had no idea who they were. So I thought they were really cool guys. It was Al Jorgensen and Stephen George, or AKA Steve-O, who's a producer and he's played with everybody. I got friendly with these guys, and we used to frequent a club in Boston called Spit. It was originally a punk club, but turned into more of a new wave dance club.
Okay.
And one evening I went there, and there was Al sitting in the corner of the bar. And so I walked. I walked up to him and I said, "Hey, how you doing?" He remembered me and such, and he was dating the bartender.
Mm-hmm.
Patty, who he later married. So we just kind of hung out and got drunk as heck because we drank for free. And we just were like singing stupid. We're just a couple of boys, like acting dumb like boys do, right? Mm-hmm. And so we were doing all that, and it was a lot of fun. And so we were just like pals at the bar, so to speak. I'd see him more over and over again and stuff. And that was mm-hmm. fun. Then I had heard from some friends of mine who were in his band, who were local musicians. And he was recording, or they were recording with Sympathy, which is their first album, and down the street at Synchro Sound, which was a recording studio that was built and owned by the Cars.
Oh, cool.
So it was really kind of neat. Told you it was Rodeo Drive. and they used to come in the store as well and listen to music on different speakers and things like that. So it was kind of neat.
That's awesome.
Anyhow, I heard a couple of stories about him that he thought that his apartment was haunted.
And this is Al.
Yeah. And we used to rag on him and bust his balls all the time, because one night, I guess he said that he found that a woman was murdered there, like, I don't know, 1940s or something like that.
Okay.
And of course, we thought it was just BS for him trying to get more attention for himself, which he was really good at. And so I guess what happened one night at like 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, he saw her in his kitchen from his bedroom down the hall. He saw mm-hmm. this woman in a dress and stuff, and it scared the living hell out of him. Luckily he had a presence of mind to grab his wallet and ran out of the apartment in his underwear.
Oh my gosh. That's hilarious.
He's running in the winter. That's how scared he was. And he found a cab and near the Prudential Building. And it's just like, yeah, sure, Al. Right. We thought it was just a lot of baloney. And he He swore that it was true. Okay. Anyhow, and we would go, hey, Al, you've been out naked in the walking around Boston recently or something like that. And he would give us a lot of crap. But anyhow, he had a party at this apartment. And it was, I don't know, maybe 25 people. It was a very nice apartment in Back Bay of Boston. And so, as parties happen, they always end up in the kitchen, right?
It's always the way, even if you
It's
set up
always
your
the way.
living
So
room perfectly.
almost everybody's in the kitchen drinking and having some fun and all this kind of stuff. And the subject of this ghost came up. And he was visibly nervous about this, that we were talking about it. And he was like, no, man, don't talk about it. And it was like, yeah. And there was a little bit of a quiet. And then off to the pantry, we hear this big crash. And where he had some dishes and plates and bowls and the like. And these two shelves just fell off the wall, completely fell off the wall. And there wasn't enough stuff on the shelves to make them fall off because of the weight. I couldn't figure out. I mean, I helped sweep it up and stuff, but we're like, what the heck? And he goes, see, she doesn't like it when I have guests. So that was the thing, was like, we're all like, oh, okay, whatever you say, whatever you say. And so we still were like, it was just falling off. I started to believe him a little bit, but I said, okay, I let it go.
Or that was like a very good party trick.
Yeah, and it was crazy. I mean, it was right on cue. That was the thing. And nobody was in this little room off the side of the kitchen. So anyhow, where I'm with this woman that I was dating at the time. Her name is Kate, very lovely woman. And we were at Spit and having a few drinks with Al and such. And he invited us over to his apartment, after Patty got out of work that night. I said, okay, sure, fine. So we're sitting down and we're having some drinks and doing some other illicit things to keep us awake longer, so to speak. And he goes to me, he says, Ken, he says, so many people want something from me. They always want something. He goes, and since I've known you, all you never want anything. You just like my friend. And I was like, well, yeah, man,
I
it's
mean, the
cool.
free drinks don't hurt, but
Yeah, the free drinks don't hurt. I knew enough people in there that I didn't have to drink for free a lot. But anyway, so I was like, it was very nice. It was touching and all.
Because was
And
his
so
band getting really big by this point?
they were hoping to, and they were with Arista, and Arista gave them a bunch of money to make this record. And the guy, Vince Ely, who was with the Psychedelic Furs, he's a drummer for the Psychedelic Furs, was one of the producers. And so they had finished the album, and he pulls out the acetate to the album. Do you know what an acetate is for?
I don't.
This is old school stuff, man. When they made albums, they made pressings of them, and then they were like samples, but they were only one-sided. So the other side was completely blank and naked and flat. And that was how they would test them, see if everything came through all right. There weren't any skips or that kind of thing. And they even will change the order of the song sometimes, which is what happened in this case. So he brought it out and he says, I'd like to give this to you. And
Oh,
I'm
that's
like,
so
I mean, these
sweet.
things are like one of a kind.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. This was wonderful. Thank you. And he says, I just want to, give this as a gift to you because you're my friend and you never want anything. And I'm like, well, thanks. That was really nice of him. So about, I don't know, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, I don't know. It was very early in the morning, rolls around. And he says, we're going to go to bed. You can stay in the guest room. Show me where the guest room was. I said, okay, great. So Kate and I get into bed. And as couples do, that we start to fool around.
I thought you were
And
going to say, as couples do, we said good night and went to the opposite ends of the bed.
yeah, that's after you get married.
Maybe that's my perspective.
So we're laying in bed and we start fooling around. And while we're fooling around, the more that it elevates or escalates. Let's not use elevate. Let's escalate. The steam from the radiator right next to the bed. So, you know, it's, you know, radiators that have steam. We've all heard them, you know, and they start going, it starts going. And it's like, after a bit, we stop and look at each other and we look at the radiator because when we stopped, so did it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was crazy. So then we just like, we're looking at each other because we've had something, you know, a bunch to drink and stuff. Well,
Yeah,
nah.
you
So
can
we
just
start.
wait till tomorrow.
So we start doing it, you know, we start
Oh,
doing,
again, I thought you were gonna say you
we start continuing. No, we didn't move
okay.
over to the other side of the
Oh,
bed.
I thought you were just gonna be like, we've been drinking, we've been doing other things that make me just ready to go to sleep, or at
Yeah,
least not horny. Okay,
no. So we start up again, and the same thing happens.
oh my gosh.
So we're doing, you know, doing it, and I mean, I'm no, you know, superstar, but I mean, you know, the thing starts going, and we look up at each other, you know, look at each other, and we're going, oh my God. And when we stopped, it stopped again. I mean, you know, and I know that, you know, they radiators start and stop and all, but
Yeah.
this was just timed perfectly.
Yeah, it was yeah, okay.
So we're like, oh brother. And so we started to, you know, we said, what the? I said, well, heck with it. We're going to keep doing this. I am a guy after all. And
Wait, I have a question. Does Kate know that this place is haunted at the time?
yeah, she did know the story,
Okay,
and
okay.
her eyes were like wide open, going, what the hell is going on
Yeah,
here?
yeah, yeah.
And I said, oh, I'll just keep, you know, forget about it. So we're doing it more. I like to say that it lasted like 10 or 15 minutes. You know, it's about as long as I can get this without really telling a lie. Anyway, so we're doing it, and it's doing the same thing again and again. And when I'm done, it goes.
Like one big exhale from the radiator.
There were multiple orgasms happening. One was me. One was the damn radiator. It was the.
No, none for Kate.
No, poor Kate. I'm sorry. I had, you know, I'm sorry. but it was absolutely crazy.
Oh my
And
gosh.
so we just said, I think I'm getting the hell out of here. So we said, we put our clothes on and like really, really fast. And we're like, we're going to go get it. We're not even going to call it. We call the cab from in the other room because there weren't cell. This is like early 80s. So there weren't cell phones and all that kind of stuff. So we had to get a, you know, make a phone call to the cab company, come down. And I just yelled down, we just yelled down the hallway, Al, we're taking off. The fucking ghost is in the guest room.
Did he come
And
out?
we like ran down the stairs. It was like a third floor apartment. We ran down the stairs and we're out in the front area where the cabs would pick up and stuff. And I talked to him about it. That was absolutely crazy, but I talked to him about it a week after that or so. And he's like, I told you. He says, when I have the door closed in my bedroom and somebody's over, she doesn't usually bother me, but she makes her presence known. So sometimes she'll knock things off the table or frying pans off the shelf. You know, the kettle will start to boil without a flame. I mean, all
Oh
these
my
crazy things.
gosh.
And I just said, I completely understand because
Do
that was the most bizarre thing I've ever had happen. So that
you
was.
tell him what the circumstances were?
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
And did he say that, like, was he like, also when I have sex, so weird stuff happens or no?
Oh yeah, he was saying how when he has friends, when he has a, you know, somebody over, she would get really pissed off at him. It's like she wanted him for herself. And that's what he said when, you know, if he was having sex, that didn't happen to him, but things would fall and
I get it. Yes.
all sorts of stuff. He said he had of all people to have skis. He had skis. And He says, yeah, one time I had skis leaning up against the wall and they just like flew across the room. Not just fell over, like they flew across the room. And it's like, it's not like they slid on the floor or anything
My
like that.
gosh.
Some pretty crazy stuff. So that was my wonderful story about the afterlife and my my past buddy Al Jorgensen
Oh my gosh.
of ministry fame.
It. Well, one, did he ever find out who this woman was, or did anyone find out who this? No.
I don't think he found out what her name was. I think he did find out, like I said, that she was that somebody or a woman was murdered
Right.
in or died in that apartment, like in the 40s or 50s, a long, long, long time ago. But
When
it
he
was,
left, did he say goodbye to her?
I don't know.
No idea.
I don't know what the heck he did.
And if you could
He's,
ever have something like this happen again, would you want it to or no?
oh, sure, why not? I wasn't scared. I just thought it was the craziest. I just thought it was the craziest thing. I mean, it wasn't a macabre thing, you know, whereas, oh my God, there's bleeding heads everywhere or something
Yeah.
like that. I mean, it was a lot of fun before it became really crazy.
I would feel like she's making fun of me. You know, I would feel like, oh, is it, I
Thank God we
don't
didn't
know.
get burned.
Like,
We didn't do
yeah,
something
that's,
really bad.
oh my
But
gosh.
it
Did
was,
you believe in ghosts before this?
I don't know. I mean, I've had a couple of weird little situations in my private life that have made me think of it, but I couldn't tell if it was a dream or not. That kind of deal, you know, because dreams are funny. You know, I used to say I have some pretty vivid dreams, and when I would piece those dreams together, there'd be like five or six things that I may have talked about, heard about, experienced during that day or the day before, what have you. And then they show up all together in the dream.
Whoa, that's very
Very,
cool.
very strange, you know. So, you know, there was another situation. Want me to tell you that other situation?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. This one isn't quite as happy and fun, but a very good friend of mine who had some mental issues, but I loved him to death. His name was Craig Burns. Wonderful man. But he was bipolar. And he had some situations in his personal life that were bad. And so anyhow, anyway, he shot himself.
Ugh.
It was a terrible thing. It took him 2 days to die, though.
Oh.
I know. Bad aim, I guess. And we were really close. And the whole thing is, he had called me. He had called a couple of our other friends to get together that night. And I mean, I was in a stereo store. He was going to bring some records over to play on really, really expensive stereo and never showed up and the whole thing. And then I get a phone call Saturday morning that he's done this. And he did it on the from a friend of mine that said that he got a call and, that Craig had shot himself, and he did it on the phone with his ex-wife, who he
Ooh.
had. Yeah, I know. And, you know, as I used to say, you know, it's like, boy, the guy can punctuate a sentence.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, I know. It's like if
I
the
know that's
divorce
scary.
wasn't hard enough. Yeah.
Oh my God. And the whole thing is that it affected me for a long, easily a year or more. I was so angry, so upset with him. And the like, and then you always think like you could save whoever, even though they have a problem or an issue. And a lot of times, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen regardless of what you do.
Right.
But did you ever see the movie American Werewolves in London?
I haven't. I am very aware of it, but I haven't seen it.
Well, there's a weird section of it where the werewolf has ripped this guy up, and he shows up in his buddy's bedroom on the bed, and he's like dripping and gory, you know, as being in the movies.
Yeah.
Well, Craig did that to me.
Oh.
I was laying in bed. This is what I think of it, at least. I was laying in bed. I had a water bed at the time, and he sat on the edge of my bed and made the water move, and it woke me up. And there he was with the in his head, the hole in
The
his head.
hole in his head, yeah.
And it was
Oof.
like, And I just started yelling at him, "You fucking asshole, what the hell are you doing here?" and all this stuff. And
Was this
perfect.
on Friday night, the night he was supposed to show up?
No, this was
Later.
this was months later.
Yeah.
And just like him, he apologized profusely. He was saying, "I'm so sorry, I didn't mean it. I couldn't take it anymore." That kind of thing. "I'm so sorry that I did this, and you're my friend, and I love you," and all that stuff. And I just didn't want to hear it. I was like yelling and screaming and all that kind of stuff. "Get out of my fucking house," and all that stuff. And then he just kind of went away. And I don't know if I was dreaming it or if it really happened. I really don't know. But that was my, and that was that, and it never happened again. That was my
Did you tell
last.
him to go away?
Yeah, I was, well, at that time, I
You
was full
dealing with
of
it.
rage
Of
to
course.
him,
Yeah.
you know,
Do you ever
and
think about like if he came back, what you would say?
oh yeah, I would want to try and hug him and tell him how much I love. I mean, I was in my 20s back then, so you know, I've learned a bit in life and the like. But it was just a, yeah, I would do, I would try to embrace him if you can do such a thing with a ghost. And I would have told him how much I loved him and how I realized how difficult what had gone on had happened and the like. But so that's more of a morose story than the one with
Oh.
Al.
That's fine. I like them all. Did that happen before or after your story with Al?
This happened after.
Okay. Yeah, so you had a couple experiences in your 20s that would make you believe. What do you believe now?
I don't know. You know, it's funny, but living in this nice place outside of Pittsburgh called Neville Island, the very nice area, and I remember I would hear a woman's voice when I was taking a shower, and I have no idea. I told my girlfriend at the time, or and not that time, she's still my girlfriend. I told my girlfriend when it happened that I had heard that, and it scared the hell out of her. And I'm like, "Well, I don't know what it is." I said, "It's probably just the hearing of the noise from the shower or something like that." But then a month or two later, I come downstairs for getting coffee in the morning, and I hear it again, and I can't figure out where it's coming from. And it's very faint, and it only lasts for like 3 seconds, and then a half an hour goes by, and then it starts again.
Do you know what
So
she's saying?
I'm going through all the rooms trying to figure out what it is.
Yeah.
I go down into the basement and I finally hear it. It's a carbon monoxide sensor that
Hilarious.
says in a woman's voice that the batteries are dying.
And
But
so are you.
yeah. But if, I mean, you hear this stuff and your mind goes crazy and
Yeah.
starts, you know, running, and I was like, "What the hell is that noise?" And there's one right outside the bathroom upstairs, so it had to have done the same thing.
Oh my gosh.
But you're thinking, and your, you know, your imagination runs away with this stuff. It was kind of crazy. But she sleeps better now that I found this out. She was up all night the first time I
Of
told her
course.
about it. It was terrible.
I do think it's really funny when there's like a ghost story that is oh no, that was just
No
me.
go, no ghost, no
That's
nothing, no
most of what
nothing.
they are anyways, you know? I mean, most people think they have a ghost. I mean, our fire alarm, we're in an Airbnb for a month and our fire alarm went off the first night and we're like, now we're convinced the place is haunted. Okay. We've had weird dreams, but that's because we're in a, I don't know, we'll see. To be determined, I guess, if I'm in a
Yeah, and
haunted
you
Airbnb
know
right now.
when you're. When you're in a home or wherever, and things shift and they make noise, you know, houses just make noise,
Yeah.
or a, you know, wind happens and something goes up against your house and you hear
Yeah.
it and you start going, "Oh my God!" And,
Yeah.
you know, these things happen. But the one with the radiator was,
That is so scary. Oh, I
I thought
hope
it was,
that
and I
lady's
wasn't
soul has
scared.
found peace.
I
I
wasn't
would have
scared.
been.
I wasn't scared at all. I just thought it was, you know, pretty funny. And I guess it deep down inside, I probably thought it was pretty typical of him having something like this in his apartment.
Having like the extra special apartment because of course there's it comes with a ghost. The
I
guy who
guess.
really has everything, huh?
I guess so. I guess so.
Well, this has been a delight. Thank you so much for doing the podcast.
Thank you.
Ken, tell everybody where they can find you or any plug anything you would like to plug on social.
Well, like I said, I started doing improv a little over a year ago, or a little under a year ago, and I perform with different groups, usually weekly, if not bi-weekly, on a Friday night. I've written and acted in some sketches that we've done there as well at Steel City Improv Theater, or Skit.
Nice.
you've talked with Justin from there.
Yes. Yeah, he's
He's a
great.
wonderful guy. He's a
Yeah.
wonderful guy. I've just started stand up at Arcade Theater in Pittsburgh as well.
Been
So
there.
that's been fun also. But my ultimate goal is to be the oldest regular member on Saturday Night Live. So if you know Lorne Michaels, tell him to send the
Do
car.
it. I lived in New York for 15 years, and my mom would always just be like, "Why don't you just go, just put on a cute suit and go tell them that you want to be on the show? Skip that, you
Because
know?"
that's how
So
it works.
that's how it works. Yeah, I love it.
What
I
I'm
love it.
saying is, like, I'm 66 years old, man, and I don't think there's anybody that's that old that's ever been on that show as a regular. So, promote me. There
So
you
you.
go.
You've already got, I mean, and every day you get a little bit older and a little bit more qualified for this role.
That's right.
So that's
That's right.
great. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for doing the podcast.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to Comedians with Ghost Stories. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review it wherever you get your podcasts. It'll help people find it. You can also follow me at Emily MC Winter on Instagram and basically all socials, and Comedians with Ghost Stories on Instagram. Thank you so much and have a great week.